Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here at exactly 11 o'clock, ready to go.
Plus or minus 15 minutes.
There's one.
Thanks for joining us today.
There's one for Colleen. Anyway, how's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
On the final week, the final weekend of the regular season coming up, I know we're all excited about this. Russ, your Chiefs still have a chance for the playoffs. Do the Colts still have a chance?
They need 10 things to happen.
I thought the
nine things.
I thought Chiefs already made it in.
Are they in for sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in. They have a chance to win the division still.
So. Okay.
They actually clinched the playoff spot before Denver did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because Denver should have lost last night. Anybody watch?
Yeah, they were down 14-0.
I caught part of that game, not much of it. Needless to say, I was MIA with football this week. We kind of parted ways.
Yeah. So I can understand that. You are close to losing your team, so I see you'd be upset. Oh wait, that's me. I'm sorry. Denver's defense won the game for them again last night. Did you watch any of the game, Mike? Russ?
Yeah, I saw the end of the fourth quarter in overtime.
Yeah, in fact, the best thing is when they won the coin toss, they took the ball.
Unlike
the Patriots. Right. Now, there's a bunch of different theories going out there. Some are saying that Pittsburgh wanted to lose because they want the Jets in the playoffs, not Pittsburgh. Can you think that would Belichick do something like that?
I think he really thought the defense would stop him. I don't think he thought Philly would manage together that drive and go down. And I think he thought that they would at least hold him to a field goal, and at worst, you know, they'd get a field goal and they'd march down and win.
Now, did you see the press conference afterwards?
He was taking a lot of heat, wasn't he?
Well, they were asking him questions. I think Bill Belichick. I would hate to be a reporter and have to ask Bill Belichick questions. Because I don't think, no matter what you ask him, it's going to be, what did I call? He just looks at you like, I'm going to kill you. If you ask me one more question, I'm going to kill you. Any more questions? But I said, you know, he's a jerk. But I think he's earned the right to be a jerk because he's won four Super Bowls and been to how many other ones? Two other ones. How many they won? Won four, right? Is there a Patriots fan out there real quick? Is Tucker out there real quick that can tell me how many Super Bowls they've... I think they won four. Has he been to seven? Because he went with... didn't he go with... Or was that Parcells? I don't know. He's earned the right to be a jerk as far as I agree or disagree.
You mean as opposed to, like, Rex Ryan?
Yeah, yeah, Rex Ryan has not... what's Rex Ryan done? It'd be like Norv Turner being a jerk to people. You just don't have that right. I mean, at a certain point, you have a right... I think, to be a jerk, and I think he's earned the right to be a jerk. And anyway, he just basically said it was my call. We went with the call. There was no confusion.
My call. That was the call that I made.
Yeah, that's the call I
Before
made.
Game was
we tried to do the thing. Any more questions? All right. I'm out of here.
I just imagine it. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Under the old rules where you just need a field goal to win, you would never want to kick, but when you get a chance to match it, there's actually some sense to it, I would think.
Well, I watched the game. I watched the second. I had to go out. I went out with my wife shopping that day in the morning. We went to IHOP and then went shopping. And then
got a few things.
And so I watched the second half, and it looked like Brady was – I mean, Brady is – don't get me wrong. Hold on, Patriots fans. Don't get a knock. Don't freak out here. He looked average this game. Because he had no time to throw. And he, you know, his receivers aren't the best. If it weren't for Gronkowski, Frankenstein, I think they'd be done. Because, you know, Gronkowski, you just can't stop him. We've said it before, he's a freak of nature. But
who
he
says they
no
aren't
time.
Done?
I think they could be done, but it depends if they get Edelman back and Amendola. If they don't get those guys back, they can't run the ball. He looked very average.
Who's the most dangerous team then in the AFC going into the playoffs? Chiefs?
I would say the Chiefs.
Chiefs and Denver. I mean, Denver's defense is pretty tough.
Yeah, but their offense
Steelers
can't
aren't
keep
in.
Up.
Steelers got Steelers. Eliminated from the playoffs.
With that Baltimore loss?
Yeah.
No, they're not eliminated.
Yeah, Pittsburgh got eliminated.
No, they can still get in.
No, if the Colts can still get in, Pittsburgh Steelers can still get in. Yeah, there's a way.
The last wild card spot is still open. They lost their losing to Baltimore cost them their own. They have to rely on other teams now to help them get in. But yeah, it could still happen.
The Jets lose to be 10-6, finish 10-6. So
yeah, so it's not done yet, but we shall see. But that was a report that the Steelers that Belichick doesn't want to play the Steelers. He'd rather play the Jets. So anyway. That's that. And then also we had Chip Kelly in Philadelphia getting the axe. I think I asked a couple weeks ago. I asked one of our guests if he thought Chip Kelly was going to go, and they thought he was safe. And Chip Kelly didn't make it to the end of the season. You think it's harsh that you get canned before the end of the season?
I know, 1 week before. That's like leaving a tip for your waitress in pennies. Here you go.
What's the point of firing him now?
Right, that's what I mean. It's like, that's the insult. That's the dig.
You fire him before. The game is on Sunday, right? They play Sunday? Today, mm-hmm. as we're recording, it's Tuesday. I don't understand. You want to lose the game maybe to get a better, you know, higher up in the draft? Or you just said, I can't look at his face anymore on the sidelines. I can't stand anymore. Chip Kelly has to go today. Mm. Any thoughts, theories about that? Nothing.
Russ?
No?
You're always
you can't just shake your head. You gotta speak. It's a podcast.
Nah, I don't care.
All right, that's nice. All right, anyway, so no talk about Chip Kelly.
I'm not a Philadelphia fan, so I could care less.
But you're a Peyton Manning fan and you want to talk about those HGHs.
So we have probably the biggest Peyton Manning fan here is you, Matt. So what do you think of Peyton Manning? True.
Do I think
true?
He I think I kind of think he did.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that he did, but I mean, some of the things that there's the allegations as far as like him using the human growth hormone during the year when he was having all of those neck surgeries, and then him going over to Europe, and it's Al Jazeera that's reporting it, which is the other. I mean, that's the source that it's coming from, and then Peyton Manning coming out in the news and he's saying, well, he's considering filing a lawsuit. I'm like, considering, like, well, either you're, like, either this is defamation or it's not. Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's a part of me that kind of wouldn't be surprised if he was using the human growth hormone to try to recover from those neck surgeries. It makes sense, I guess, the motive.
Well, the reporter said today they didn't say that Peyton Manning used the hormone. He used it. They're sort of kind of backpedaling a little bit, but they're not denying that. I guess there's no denying that it was sent to his house. I guess his wife was using it.
I did not inhale. I did not use an HGH.
So is it what his wife is doing? Using it for make a superhuman baby? Like, are they making the next Frankenstein football player?
I don't know. It just seems odd. Like you said, if he doesn't sue. Is it a story, though, you want it to go away? There's no, I mean, without a urine sample, without someone actually saying, yeah, we saw him put it into his body.
Right. Well, and then there's the testing thing, too, because the NFL didn't start testing until basically the year that they're accusing him of taking it. But he wouldn't have been playing.
Right. He wasn't playing, so there's no way he wouldn't have been tested.
Right. So it's kind of a, I don't know. I mean, do I think he did it? There's part of me that kind of thinks maybe he did, but I don't think we'll ever really know. I mean, unfortunately, there's no broken phone that we can actually really point to.
I do find it funny that a lot of Patriots fans come out and say how upset they were that someone would cheat.
Well, I thought it was interesting that Brady came to his defense.
He did.
I mean, Brady was one of those first people that was like, you know, that he thought it was ridiculous, and he just was really upset about it. And so, well, I think Patriots fans should kind of take a cue from their favorite QB there.
To be fair, were they saying that he took it to
to heal up, or did he take it
to heal
to actually play?
To heal.
To heal up. He obviously didn't help his arm.
But yeah,
the Patriots fans have a case, though, because, you know, the league went pretty hard after Tom Brady. They still haven't given up on Tom Brady. This comes out, and most of the fans in football went, oh, come on. We gotta see more evidence before we start crucifying, Peyton Manning. But Tom Brady and the Patriots were crucified right away. It was because they were accused and admitted guilt before, or what is? Do they have a case to say it's a double standard?
I think with the New England case, and you know, probably our loyal Patriots fan listeners are gonna just plug their ears because I'm a Colts fan saying it. So, but at least with the Patriots, they were kind of under the microscope of the Super Bowl. They were headed into the Super Bowl. It's a playoff game, and all of these allegations came out during that week. A much different case could be made to say that, well, if Peyton Manning was playing Sunday Night Football this week, and he was performing at maybe his best, I think there would probably be a wider scrutiny at this point.
Matt, I don't think it's fair to compare Tom Brady getting hair plugs to Peyton Manning using HGH.
He definitely got hair plugs. I'm telling you that right now. He got hair plugs. That hair was.
Did he go to Europe? Were the hair plugs sent to his wife?
It might have been. Matthew McConaughey got hair plugs. So did Tom Brady. And I'm not complaining. I mean, it didn't take for Joe Biden. Didn't work for Joe Biden. He tried to work for him, but it worked for Belichick. Not Belichick. It worked for Brady and Matthew McConaughey. It's an interesting story. There's several other players that they mentioned the other players in the report.
I didn't read the entire report, so
yeah.
I don't know, but there were other ones that were named. I know that.
First, I thought it was one of those onion video things. I was like, is this just a joke? But then I go, oh, wait, this is real. I mean, you just never know if this, you know, this stuff coming out is real or not. But I guess we'll see.
How credible is that source, the Al Jazeera? How credible is that?
They do really credible documentary work. I mean, you know, it's not – I mean, it's like CBS. I mean, I mean, sure, they're going to have
I'd never heard of them, so I saw it. I just thought it was something kind of random.
Well, they report other stuff, too, that, you know, maybe a lot
do
of...
Do they do, like, sports watch. Stuff, or is it just general news?
General news. I've never really watched it.
I mean, they cover all sorts of, news topics. They typically don't report on sports, though. I would say that. Mm.
Is the guy that was... He was just an intern there, and he's the only one saying that Peyton Manning was involved. The reporter is not saying it's.
Yeah.
There's no evidence.
It sounds pretty flimsy at this point, but I think we should kind of wait and see. I mean, that's kind of how I felt at least with it. I was like, let's wait and see if this has any legs.
And if you're Peyton Manning, if it is true, I wouldn't sue because now you're digging up evidence. You know, just let it die. Just let it go. But
right.
I was saying today, I was talking to my dad today, I said, you know, shouldn't Peyton Manning just retire a couple years ago? I mean, his body's given out, he's beaten up, and now this comes out?
I mean, it kind of almost reminds you of, like, you know, how Brett Favre kind of ended his career. You know, he ended it on, like, the downswing of things. It's like,
it's true.
You know, you kind of want these guys to go out on top.
Ended on downswing, sending naked pictures of himself to the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was that, too. Forgot about that. Yeah. Thanks for bringing back a Brett Favre flashback.
Yeah, there was the intern and all kinds of stuff with him.
So he sent the text to the wrong person. He confused his wife's number and stuff like that. It happens. Come on.
Wasn't there a really good SNL commercial parody with Brett Favre jeans and the flap that was open with the penis out, you know? That was pretty good. Look it up if you haven't seen it.
Poor Brett Favre. Poor Brett Favre.
Nothing says my career is over now.
Anything else happened in football you guys want to talk about?
I wanted to bring something up. I don't know if you saw it, Jack, but did you see that thing about Eric Weddle?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about that?
At first, I was like, oh, another classless move by the Chargers, but I guess he didn't ask for permission to do it. He just, when they went into the huddle, he stayed on the field to watch his daughter do a cheer routine in front of the hometown. I think it's petty that they find him. At this point, they're not going for the playoffs. They're not. There's some bad blood between Eric Weddle and the Chargers for whatever reason. The offseason, I'll be honest, he was kind of a jerk. He didn't come to the camps. He wanted to extend his contract. They did give him $40 million. He played out his contract, so he got $40 million. He was the highest paid safety for the longest time. He has slipped. I do see him going to the Patriots or Pittsburgh. He's done in San Diego. They won't, or wherever they're going. I just thought it was petty. I mean, at what point do you say, okay, and then I guess he's on IR and he wants to go to Denver with the team, but they won't take him to Denver. Mm. So, and he didn't know they were putting him on IR. They just put him on IR.
Right. I just thought, like, you know, I mean, it's not like he was sitting it out because he wanted to. I mean, you know, he's watching his daughter. I thought that was kind of.
It is.
You know, I don't want to stay out there and watch my kid.
He could have said, hey, you know, you mind if I stay there, whatever, but I guess that. It's more news of the Chargers. It's like the least of the problems right now. Okay, you're going to let him go? Let him go. We've done this with all our players. Lance Allworth, they let him go. He went on to win a Super Bowl with Dallas. Junior Seau, LaDainian Tomlinson, Dan Fouts, they kind of pushed him out the door. It's just the way the Spanos do business. Who?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Well, Drew Brees was – they did it off from a contract, but it wasn't guaranteed. But it's just typical Charger. The Spanos is how they do business. To me, I thought it was classless. And, again, it's, for a guy making $9 million, $10,000 is a drop in the bucket. It's just – why?
What did the message board say about it? Were most people right now on the middle side or most people with San Diego on it?
It's actually 50-50 because people have been – ticked off at Weddle all year. He's played had a subpar year, and he held out for a while. And it's just typical San Diego fans. When they're done with their heroes, they just kick him to the curb. They did the same thing with LaDainian Tomlinson, and they're doing it with Gates now. Get rid of him, Vincent Jackson, Sproles. But then when they go and perform somewhere else, well, why do we get rid of him? So.
Well, they do. They're doing the same thing about Philip Rivers now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not too high on Rivers either.
Well, they're high enough to give him another $60, $70 million. So, yeah, they kept him. But if I was Rivers, I would have left.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a bad move. And it's just Weddle is 31 years old, Tim asking in the chat room.
I say Chip Kelly gives Eric Weddle a call, get a road trip going, stop by Denver, stop by New York, tail both games.
I guarantee he'll end up in Pittsburgh, New England. He'll end up with a team that, and he'll go to the playoffs, and he'll be successful because he'll have better players around him. Even though the Chargers do have a good young defense, but I don't know. It's handled poorly on probably both sides, and I guess it came out because Weddle didn't say anything, but I guess his agent fired the first shot and came out on Twitter and said something. And like I said, it's 50-50. If I was the Chargers. But they have a history of bad PR. I mean, this is a team that fired Coryell, probably the most popular, one of the more popular figures in San Diego sports history. Bobby Ross took the only Charger team to the Super Bowl and then fired Marty Schottenheimer. It was 14-2. And then all the other stuff. But it is what it is. Anything else going on? We had the overtime game in Cincinnati. Denver won. Am I missing anything? Any other exciting games?
Indy signed two quarterbacks.
Yeah, Josh Freeman.
And Lindley, right?
Ryan Lindley, former San Diego State.
We just keep going through quarterbacks. It's awesome. So it's just, some people think we should fix that offensive line. I'm like, you know what? They're doing good. Like just let those quarterbacks get sacked. Let them get hurt.
What happened to Clipboard Jesus? Did he get his finger caught on the clip part?
Honestly, I read it this morning, and I don't remember. I'm sorry. I know. I don't remember what it was. I was just reading up on it too.
I was just sitting there, and the red zone
I'm just
said,
a stupid guy, guys.
"Charlie Whitehurst is out. Charlie Whitehurst is out, injured, and someone else is back in, or something like that." I'm like going, "Man, they can't keep a quarterback healthy."
It's a revolving door, and they still have a chance, but I doubt that they play Luck at this point. I mean, why risk it with one last game for the season? It pretty much
is meaningless. And then
just like these picks.
I just had one thing to say on the Thursday night game, the Christmas Eve game, the San Diego Chargers versus Oakland.
Had
to be the worst officiated game I've ever seen in my life. It was absolutely terrible. It was brutal. Even the announcers were saying it was just so bad.
Was Lundley reffing?
Lundley not reffing. I mean, if the ECU coach was there, he would have been yelling Lundley. It was just, I'll say it was bad for both sides. But I'll say it the 50th time this year. They got to go to replay on some of these biggest, because we had them second and 29 in overtime. Our linebacker Perryman hit the guy. When you're watching it live, fair to the ref, yeah, it looked like it was a defenseless receiver. It looked like a penalty. We see the replay, go, wow, that's just a tackle. You know, it's just one of those bang plays. Well, that gave him a first down. Of course, they went down. I mean, there's other calls too. It's just okay. These two teams aren't going to the playoffs. These two teams are moving. It was almost like at the end that it was Charles Woodson's last game. And hats off to Charles Woodson, class guy. You know, 17 years in the league. I can't hate on him. But it's almost like we got to send him out a winner in Oakland. It was bad. Of course, the Chargers lost the game too. Anyway.
Well, no, your San Diego State Warriors won that day in the bowl.
They did. Right? I was going back and forth. They beat Cincinnati.
Because I saw that they were playing Cincinnati, and then I saw that, of course, that your Chargers were playing, and I thought you were going to have a miracle Christmas Eve surprise there with both.
Yeah, the Chargers were winning, but you kept going, okay, when are they going to lose this game? Because I just kept waiting for it to happen. And then, of course, I had Miami picked, and I said, okay, they're going to tie this game up. And then Tannehill got his fourth and goal, and Tannehill got never even had a chance to throw the ball. Hike, crush.
Tannehill, did you see the three offensive linemen just stayed in their down position? Yeah, never
moved. And who's the wife or the girlfriend of one of the players who said, I knew this
Nico Grimes.
Yeah.
Wife of the corner.
Yeah, she got arrested earlier this year, right?
Yeah, she had a radio show down here, and then after she got arrested, they fired her from the radio show.
Yeah.
What'd she get arrested for?
Prostitution. That's not true, allegedly.
This is Al Jazeera reporting of
HGH. human growth hormone use. On air.
She was caught. She was caught selling HGH to Peyton Manning's wife, and turned the whole world upside down.
You know how she got caught? Is that forehead that gave him away? It's like a mood forehead. They're like, they just took one look at that, and they're like, "You've been doing HGH again, Manning?" "Nah, man. It's just my neck."
Anyway. On to bigger and better things. Right now, Russ is in first. He had 7 correct. He's at 149. Mike, you had 9 correct, 148. Matt, 7 correct, 147. And Jack, 10 correct last week at 139. It's too bad I didn't make this. Too bad I had that week of five out of 6 weeks where I had 7 correct. Killed my season. Killed me.
Hey, we didn't talk about the Panthers losing.
Oh, yeah, Panthers lost.
Oh, yeah, Panthers lost. Boy, I was really hoping.
You know, and they.
Well, we did say over the last couple, although I wasn't on last week's show, but we did talk about.
Oh, really? Wait, tell me. You weren't on last week's show?
No,
I didn't notice. Okay.
I was actually at Star Wars, so.
Oh, well, you know, I could have gone to Star Wars tonight, but I chose to do this podcasting because, you know, I have this contract that I signed with Jack. Actually,
and we did talk about Star Wars for like 45 minutes after the podcast.
We did. Yeah.
Nice.
So
I missed out on that, but my parents bought the tickets. So
don't say anything about Star Wars.
Save your comments for after the show if you must.
Yeah, no, I was gonna. My parents bought the tickets, so I was kind of locked in. So.
So you felt like you were 7 years old again.
I did. Well, they wanted to take the kids, and they couldn't take my kids without taking me. So, you know, I had to go.
You get the kids, you get me.
You know what I said? It's really not that fond of your kid.
You know, and the funny thing about it was, is I went and I was eating a burger inside there, and my dad goes, "Where'd you get that?" And I go, "I brought it." And my dad was like, "You brought a cheeseburger to a movie?" And I was like, "I do it all the time." And my dad just kind of looked at me, and he was like, "Oh, okay."
Can you give you a thumbs up at all, or what?
Your dad said, he's not my kid. There's no way.
No, my dad said I should have brought him one. I said, well, I only had one pocket, so there you go.
Well, anyway, that's classic Russ. I'm just so glad you shared that story.
He has a reputation to live up to.
I have to go grab my power charger. I will be right back. You can start right. these
I'll
picks.
I'll talk about the Panthers, because the Panthers, I saw the end of the game. Anybody see it?
No.
Panthers got stopped, and it should have been the game, but Atlanta got two penalties that stopped the clock, so Panthers got the ball back with like a minute 14 left, and it looked like you're thinking, okay, this is just destiny. They're probably going to win this game now, because they shouldn't have got the ball back. They get the ball back first play. I think it was an incomplete pass. Second play, Cam gets hit and fumbles. They lose the game. So much for destiny. But we did say last week on last week's podcast that we said if they're going to lose, Atlanta's a team that's going to beat them. Did anyone pick Atlanta? No, we all had Carolina. So we did say that. But.
Mike was all off right, by guys. A week.
Yeah. So you guys ready to get some picks?
Yeah, let's get into these picks. All Sunday night games, right?
All Sunday night.
Unless Russ wants to talk about Montreal versus Canadiens versus Panthers.
Yeah, that's going to be a big game.
It was a big game.
It already happened, Russ.
Say what?
It already happened last week.
What?
Panthers Panthers beat Canadiens. Panthers beat tonight. Canadiens.
Like, yeah, they beat them tonight.
Carolina's on the show.
But we beat Tampa last night, so we're okay.
Yeah, free falling, though.
Yeah, but we're missing half our team. we're like the Chargers. We've got tons of injuries.
Yeah, whatever.
I think we have the same athletic trainer.
That's who my wife and kids blame for the Chargers injuries. They need a different trainer. They're not in shape. I go, you know, maybe it's true. I don't know.
I guarantee you, if Russ had an athletic trainer, the first thing that they would say is you need to lose the cheeseburgers in your pockets. Okay. It's not doing you any good carrying around
then
all
Russ
these
would say, cheeseburger in paradise.
They'd be fired because they'd have to keep me happy.
That's
not what a trainer does. They would be like, here's some more cheeseburgers. Anyway, let's get to these picks.
Anyway, got the Jets versus the Bills. It's a tough one. Jets need to win this game. Shot in the playoffs, a spot in the playoffs. Bills playing at home. Rex Ryan, you know Rex Ryan wants to beat the Jets in the worst way. I'm going to take the Bills at home. Russ?
I'm right there with you, Jack, taking the Bills.
All right.
Wow, I'm taking the Jets on the road.
And Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to go Jets here. I've always been picking Buffalo way too many times this past few weeks, and they always let me down.
That's good strategy. Next up is another team that lets Mike down. The Patriots versus Miami. Russ, you're up. Miami needs this win just to say they beat the Patriots.
I'll take New England.
And remember, this is a Dolphins team that was supposed to win the Super Bowl this year. Jay should have bet everything he owns on them winning the Super Bowl.
Well, to go out on a limb here, I'm going to say that the New England Patriots are probably going to lose this because they want to play somebody different in the playoffs. It's just a thing.
So you're going Miami?
No, I'm going to pick the Patriots. I'm not that dumb.
Well, they don't. I guess they still need the game though, because they have to win the game.
No, Cincinnati, they needed to win in order to keep that edge. I guess they don't really need to. I think they have the top spot.
I thought it.
Who else?
No, Cincinnati. Cincinnati doesn't have the top spot. Denver can still take the top spot if they win.
Right.
Oh, Denver can. That's right.
Denver
that's
wins
what it was.
And Patriots lose. Denver gets the top spot.
Right.
And okay. You don't want to go through. You don't want to go through Denver to the Super Bowl.
No, not with that weather. Not with that defense.
No. So New England has to win this game.
And they will.
I don't see a Bill Belichick team. He's never been one to you know, say sack it in and say, hey, we're not going to try and win this game.
If there's ever one to mumble out of, it would be if he lost to the Miami Dolphins in week 17.
We do. Let's go to hell. I'm going to kill you. Go ahead. And Mike, you're going with your home team?
You guys have both seen how bad Miami is recently.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, San Diego. There's no way Miami wins here. New England.
Yeah, as much as I want to pick Miami because it's a home game and New England is beat up, I mean, there's no question that they've lost a lot of players. And Brady did look very average last week with, you know, they can't run the ball. Miami just looks bad. They just look terrible. I got to go New England. But part of me wants to pick Miami because they were the Super Bowl pick. Next up is Matt. Saints versus the Falcons. Drew Brees wants to keep playing.
I don't know why the Falcons are favored in this game, but I'm gonna take them because they've got the. I don't know. Maybe the gamblers know something that I don't. I'm taking the Falcons at home. So the New Orleans Saints. This I just don't know who they are.
Well, they're
you know they say
so
who dat they say who dat. I don't know who damn is. Like that's kind of where I'm at with the Saints.
You know, wouldn't it have been easier a long time ago if the Saints just would have moved to LA when they were supposed to?
Oh.
When they were supposed to do it. Could have solved all kinds of problems and headaches for me. I'm going to go Atlanta also just because it's a home game. I don't know. Seemed like there were a lot of Carolina fans at that game, though.
I think he jumped over Mike.
Oh, that was fine.
The sad thing is I wrote, this is why I did it, because I wrote Atlanta for Mike instead of Matt.
So you have to correct that. You have to write New Orleans.
Yeah.
I'm going to go New Orleans here.
Wow.
Atlanta had a six-game losing streak before this two-game winning streak, so I'm going to say they get back to their losing ways.
So you're going with the Saints.
Yes, sir.
The Saints will come marching in. And Russ, you're going with?
I'm going to take New Orleans as well.
So two no's and two ATLs. Next up is Mike. The game, Black and Blue Division. D-Town versus the Bears.
This is tough.
Yeah, Detroit's been playing well recently, but it is a home game for Chicago. I'm going to go to the home team here. I'm going to go to Chicago.
Yeah, there's been people want to know what your shirt says, Russ.
It says, I tap a kega.
There you go.
That's the college you went to.
I tap a kega. And the trainer says, Russ, you need to stop tapping the kega. I'm going to go the Bears also, even though I've been on the D-Town train all year. Bears are playing some. They're at home.
Yeah, I'll take the Bears too.
The Bears. And Matt?
Since you guys are going Bears, I'll go Bears. Let's sweep it clean. Makes it easy.
All right.
Next Jack, you let Detroit down there. You let him down the last game of the season.
Well, who let
Detroit's
going
to win this.
Who let me down all
Detroit
season?
Detroit will win it. I just can't wait.
Who let me down all season?
The Chargers?
Well, okay.
San Diego?
The Chargers. Who let me down all season? Good one, Matt. Good one. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Well, you walked right into that.
I did. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, next up is me. It's the Eagles versus the Giants. Who's coaching the Eagles, by the way? Do they have a coach?
Ray Shermer or something like that.
Ray Sherman?
It's Rocky. Peyton Manning in disguise.
Shermer.
Well, he might get fired.
Peyton Manning wearing a mustache. You know, he just shows up.
What Eli are we going to get? the game doesn't matter either team. This could be Tom Coughlin's last game, right?
Yeah, they'll at least have the dignity to wait through the last game and then fire him on Monday.
I'm
going to
go with the Giants because it's at home, and I just think that the Eagles with their, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Eagles don't caw-caw. It's more of like in the desert. Russ, what are you picking?
I'm taking the Giants.
I'll take the G-men as well.
And Mike's going with the Eagles.
This is one last game for ODB to start punching people, so I think ODB goes crazy and going to go Giants.
Well, I thought he's learned his lesson. He needs to stay focused on the game. Right? No.
He's going to do it for the kids.
Do it for the children. We have Russ is up. It's the Washington versus Dallas, the Cowboys.
I'll take Washington.
Does this game matter at all to Washington? I mean, I know they're in the playoffs, but can they? They can't get a home field advantage over anybody, can they? Not with Carolina.
No, they're
Arizona. So this game really
pretty much locked in.
Yeah, they're locked in. They get an advantage over the wild card team. So, right. So there's nothing. There's no advantage for them winning this game.
I can't peg them. I mean, I picked against them last week. It's risky to go against Dallas at home. I mean, they've been just so good at home. So good.
I'm so disappointed that Dallas keeps losing every week. It just breaks my heart. Really, I don't care.
Reluctantly, I'm picking Washington because I know they don't need to win, but, I don't know. Who doesn't want to root for some good old cowboy scalping?
Mike, you're going with?
I've kept it simple every week. Is Romo playing? Nope. All right, Dallas is losing. Washington.
And I'm going to be the lone vote here. I'm taking Dallas. It's at home. Jerry Jones.
No, Russ took Dallas.
Did Russ take Dallas?
Yeah. Did you? You're not alone.
I wrote down Washington. Now I hate my pick.
I took Washington.
Oh, you did take Washington.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm drunk.
Thank you, Matt.
Drunk on power.
I'm going to take Dallas. Even though it'd make Becky happy if they won, because once you're out of the playoffs, winning doesn't mean anything, but some people still care. I'm going to take Dallas because Jerry Jones is going to take over coaching the team. He's going to fire Jason Garrett just before the game starts. That's my prediction.
Oh.
And he's going to say, I know how to coach this team, and he's going to put Jason Witten at quarterback, and it's all going to be good from there. But I'm taking Dallas. Next up is Tennessee versus the Colts. Matt, you're up next.
Well, one of the things in order for the Colts to make the playoffs that needs to happen is they need to win this game. It's the only thing that they needed to do. Really, they needed to beat the Texans, the game that I went to see them, and after they broke my heart, I just don't care. I'm out.
So they're like, changing their name to the Fredos?
They broke. Yeah, it kind of was like that. I mean, this week even, I just didn't really care to watch football this week. I know they were paling the Dolphins. They won. I came home and saw the end of the game, but took my kids to see Star Wars and had a lot better time and a lot less heartache. Anyway, picking the Colts. Got to stick with them.
All right.
I hope they win.
Mike.
With whoever the wrong quarterback is.
I hope they win.
QB number 6.
That's all we can do.
We're on to QB 6 here. I think Stephen Morris pulls it out for Indianapolis and gets you that win, but too many other things need to happen, and Indianapolis misses the playoffs.
So you're taking the Colts.
Yep.
Do they fire their manager? Fire their coach after this. What's the feeling in Indianapolis?
Pagano.
Yeah, it's Pagano.
Greason. Everyone wants him gone.
So Chuck Pagano, he's gone.
I haven't heard people wanting Pagano said, but the general manager, they want Greason gone.
General manager. So. Okay. Well, usually if the general manager goes, the coach goes too.
Right. So I mean I do think that they need to shake it up in there. I mean they have good talent, they have these players. But didn't work on paper this week or this year. I don't know. Seems like a week. Yeah. Week
I'm
of podcasts.
I'm gonna take Tennessee just because I like to be different.
And try to catch up.
Well,
I'm taking Indy.
All right. Onto the next page. And I believe it's Mike, you're up next. It's B-more versus Cincinnati. And Karen's out. Did McCarron break a bone in his hand?
He did.
He did. So McCarron is out. So who's the quarterback now for Cincinnati?
I don't think they've said yet.
Well, the problem is they didn't know.
I heard he still had a chance to play. But
oh, he still has a chance to play?
I think so.
Maybe they should sign Trent Richardson. and put him in the same backfield with McCarron, right?
The Wildcat. Run the Wildcat all game.
There you go. All right, Mike.
I'm hoping the quarterback doesn't matter. I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I'm going Cincinnati. It's at home. They have the better defense. Baltimore, I think, played their Super Bowl last week against Pittsburgh. I think Cincy wins this game.
I'll take Cincy. I'll take Cincy.
I thought you looked like you were playing Bejeweled or something over there. What is that? Bedazzled?
No.
What are the colors?
I was pulling up the thing. It said that McCarron sprained his wrist and he's expected to play against Baltimore.
Okay. And Matt, you're going with?
Well, I'm going with Cincy. Didn't mean to pick on your wrist, but it really does look like you're just playing a video game over there.
I was trying to pull up the thing on him.
Well, that's what she said. Shit.
He has a wife. I think he's okay.
All right.
If you've seen his wife.
What's her name? Stephanie Webb or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
she's a hottie.
I'm thrown off target here. I'm thrown out of my game. Is it me?
Yep. Stay on target.
Yep. Okay. Pittsburgh versus the Browns. Is Johnny Football in trouble again for something else? Why don't the Browns just say, you know what? We don't want you anymore. You go with Chip Kelly. They're just looking for they're just looking for something to get rid of this kid for, aren't they? Because there's another video surface where he was having fun with one of some ex-teammate or something like that.
He was drinking Four Locos at his house and singing rap songs.
Yeah,
I mean, at least he wasn't drinking and driving, I guess. But anyway, seems like the spread on this game is in our point zone. I don't know. Is anybody taking Cleveland?
No. I was
Yeah,
10 points. Now.
10 points. Mm-hmm.
I think
I'm not taking Cleveland, though.
I think if it's up, you want to do a point spread on this one?
Yeah.
How many points? 10 points. Is it 10 points? I'll take the Browns plus 10.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking the Browns plus 10. Russ?
Yeah, you know what? I'll take Cleveland with the points as well.
I'm gonna take Pittsburgh then. So.
And Mike.
I will take Pittsburgh to cover the 10 points. After they ruined my fantasy football teams this past week, Roethlisberger 2 points, Martavis Bryant 3 points.
I think they light up
this week.
I thought I was in trouble. I had my family league. I had Amari Cooper got 1 point, and I at the last second, like 10 minutes before the game started, I switched Russell Wilson and Ben Roethlisberger. And at one point, like you said, Roethlisberger, I go, "Are you kidding me?" But I ended up winning, so I'm the champion of my. And I sent out a congratulations to myself to all the people that are in my league on Facebook.
Nice.
Better luck next year, boys and girls. But it was me this year. I won it. I won the family league. Me.
I called
myself Norv Turner of fantasy football earlier in the day because I said, "Oh my God, my team is just terrible." But my brother-in-law's team was a little bit worse, so too bad for him.
Wouldn't you be the Belichick though? I mean, you did something with nothing. You know, Norv Turner's just kind of. That would be like runner-up, right?
My team was pretty loaded. I should have won, but just was a bad mistake on my part. He's playing Baltimore. Baltimore's defense is shaky. Pittsburgh has been scoring tons of points. He's been getting like 30-something points a week. I'm putting Roethlisberger. I think Mike was probably thinking the same thing. And you're like going, at one point he was negative. I go, negative? You never switch your horse.
Wow.
You never pick a different horse when you're up at the betting window. Russ, your turn. The Jacksonville Jaguars, who were eliminated this week from the playoffs against Houston.
I'll take Houston. And
yeah, they need to lose in order for the Colts to get in, but I'm taking Houston. So, suck it, Colts.
You broke my heart.
You broke my heart. You have to kiss Andrew Luck on his beard now.
Oh.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to take Houston here, so Jack, you can go out on a limb and shock the world by taking Jacksonville.
I'm taking Houston. I don't think Blake Bortles has enough.
Oh.
You know, like I said, the Chargers beat Jacksonville, so I'm not holding out hope. Next up is Matt, the Raiders versus Kansas City. Kansas City, here we. The Raiders need this to finish 500 for the first time in like 13 years or something like that. So of course I'll be rooting for Kansas City.
Great. Who's picking first? Is it me? Yeah, I think it's me. I'm picking
Matt.
Yeah, I'm picking Kansas City, of course.
Okay.
They're my new team to root for. Since Russ isn't here all the time, I can just kind of root for him.
So then there'll be a Kansas City fan here at least once a week.
It's like my jokes don't even affect him on here. He's just looking at his phone still.
Candy Crush. It's addicting.
He's still trying to figure out if McCarron's playing or not.
No, I was actually looking at pictures of McCarron's wife.
What are you looking at, Mike? What are you looking at on your phone?
You and Brett Musburger.
I too.
Are you looking up pictures of Olivia Munn? Because I was looking up just random facts and figures myself.
I was just looking up who I should pick, and it says Kansas City. So I'm going to go Kansas City here.
I think we're going to sweep this. I have Kansas City. Russ?
Kansas City.
All right.
Swept.
Next up we have San Diego versus the Denver Broncos. Dun, 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 dun. The Chargers could go this whole season without beating a division rival.
Hmm.
Which I think happened, I think, last year. Did they beat? No, they beat Oakland last year, one game. Okay.
That
one game they beat Oakland. So this could be San Diego's last game as the San Diego Chargers. Do they go out on top? Do they beat the Raiders, Mike? I mean, I'm sorry, do they beat Denver? Apologize.
All I've heard about for the past few weeks is how banged up and injured San Diego is, but this does seem like a game. San Diego might pull off an upset and mess up their draft pick. But Denver wins here.
Yeah, it is a San Diego way to screw up. I think right now they'd be drafting third, I believe. And again, I hate rooting for a team to lose, especially when it's my team. But does it really matter in the grand scheme of things? Denver's just such a tough place to play, and they have the defense. And Denver could be, if New England loses, then Denver knows they could be playing for the number one spot. So I think Denver's gonna. I'm picking Denver.
I'll take Denver, but I'm definitely rooting for San Diego, Jack.
Okay, thanks. Makes me feel a lot better.
Man.
Now that you've kicked off your porn.
I'm going to break this here on Sports Talk tonight. It's something that I think people don't realize. But Denver cheats. They play at such a high altitude that those players, they're winded, okay? And since they're cheaters, I'm picking them. I'm picking Denver Broncos because they're going to suck all the oxygen out of that stadium. San Diego can't even keep up.
They're picking Denver. I've always said that Denver has an unfair advantage. So
they're cheaters. The whole city. They're 12 miles high.
Look.
They're on green
stuff. It corrupted Peyton Manning. Back when he was with Indianapolis, he was a nice, clean boy who told jokes on Saturday Night Live. Now he's HGH, and who knows what else he's doing.
All he does is shake his head.
Yeah, bump that forehead into beams.
Anyway, okay, so clean sweep for Denver, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Next up is it me again? Tampa Bay versus Carolina. Carolina needs this game, right? Because if Arizona wins, they get the number one seed, right? Am I correct?
Yep. Yeah, if Arizona wins, they take the one seed.
So Carolina has to win this game. I've taken Tampa Bay 3 weeks in a row, and they've killed me each week. So I'm done with the Tampa Bay train. Russell?
Well, I'll take Carolina.
I think this is another one in our 10.5 points is what they're given.
Oh, really?
At least that's what Mike texted out in the spread earlier.
Then I'll take Carolina minus 10. Wait, is anyone taking Tampa Bay?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
I'm taking Carolina minus 10. Russ?
Carolina.
Matt.
I'll take Tampa Bay. Why not?
T-Bay getting 10 points. 10 and a half, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so basically they have to win by 11, right? Or lose by less than 11?
Yeah. Mike?
Carolina was 14-0 when they were bringing bats onto the field. Now they're winless. When they can't bring baseball bats onto the field. Tampa Bay shocks the world and loses by less than 10 points.
Okay, tough game. Russ, you're up next. Seattle versus Arizona. Arizona, right now, I don't know, the way they destroyed Green Bay, if you had to take one team between winning the Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl in the NFC, who's it going to be? Carolina or St. Louis? Not St. Louis.
Arizona.
I had a flashback to St. Louis, sorry. Old age setting in.
I'm going to take my son's Arizona team.
I'm taking Arizona. I hope this is a good game, though. Like, this has the makings of a pretty good game, I would think. As far as like teams and how they match up and division rivalries, I can always pick the games that I like to watch or I want to watch because I just watch broadcast TV. But this is a game I'd like to see. Arizona
and Mike.
I think Arizona lucked into having David Johnson become the running back at the perfect time for the playoffs by having Ellington and Chris Johnson get injured. I think they'll start running the ball more, and I think Arizona wins here.
Yeah, that's why a lot of Charger fans are happy with the moving up to get Melvin Gordon when David Johnson went in the third round. It's like, you make some good moves, you make some bad moves, it happens. Rams versus 49ers. Could be the Rams' last game in St. Louis. We don't know. We'll find out in January. Matt, you're going with?
I thought it was in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the last game as the St. Louis.
Oh, okay, as the St. Louis.
Sorry.
I got you.
You see, see how many empty seats they had last week at the 49er game?
No, I didn't.
It was pretty empty.
Hmm. All those hipsters, they're growing their beards long. I'm taking St. Louis on the road. Last game. They're going to move to L.A. Fingers crossed.
I think each team keeps their streak going. St. Louis has a 3-game win streak. San Francisco has a 3-game losing streak. So St. Louis wins here.
Yeah, I'm also going to go St. Louis. I think they're just a better team right now.
I'll take St. Louis as well.
Okay, and the final game. The final game of the regular season. The Vikings versus Green Bay. Who wins this game? Mike, you're up first.
I have to go live game on here. I'm going to go Green Bay.
It's so hard to win in Green Bay. I'm taking the Vikings. I don't know why. I really have nothing to lose. Russ?
I'll take Green Bay.
Oh, man, this is a tough one. We're going to split this. I'm taking Minnesota. I don't have much faith in them. I hope this is a close game. Probably does come down to a field goal, I would imagine. I just don't see Green Bay's defense being that strong. I mean, they got annihilated against Arizona. And I think it does come down to who has the better defense. So, picking Minnesota.
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 I'm going with
for all my Minnesotans. Sorry, Wisconsinites.
Yeah, it happens.
You're not dead to me.
All right, guys, that's our final regular season show.
Woo!
Next week we'll be here to tally up the regular season totals, and then we'll do on for the playoffs.
Hey, I say we do one bonus point.
For what? We already got two bonus points here.
One bonus point. See who picks the next coach to get fired.
Well, if the Chargers were going to L.A., I'd say Mike McCoy gets fired because they're not going to take him to L.A. But if they're not moving, they're going to keep him. That's just because he's under contract and they're cheap. So, let's see. Who's going to get fired? We got...
My pick is going to be, I say, Fisher's the next coach to get fired.
Well, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
But if he goes to L.A., he's got ties in Los Angeles, so he might be able to keep his job.
That's Mike, true. You got any ideas?
I'm just looking through the teams here.
Who's San Francisco's coach?
I'm going Pagongo. Whatever his name is.
Pogo sticker. Chicago.
I should know it because his defensive coordinator for the Chargers is his brother. Pagano, right? Pagano, right?
Yeah, Pagano, but I like how you said it the first time.
Pagongo.
Pagongo.
If Pagongo is getting fired, so he's Gano.
I don't know. Pagano. It sounds like a strange...
I'll go with Pagano. Pagano. Chuck Pagano.
You guys see that new King Kong versus Pagago movie? It's really good. The special effects that they do on Pagango are out of this world.
He almost looks real, doesn't he?
It's half robot. Yeah.
And you know the voice, who does the voice for him? Bill Belichick.
Next question!
Sounds like a Dynamite movie.
For Tokyo with the Pagango and Bill Belichick's voice.
Who's the coach of the 49ers? It seems like that guy would be fired.
Tom Sula.
Yeah, he's
well,
only
didn't
got,
he,
he's only
didn't he just start? Wasn't this his first season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They really have, to be fair to him, what about, they have nothing.
What about Atlanta's coach?
That's first season.
Hmm. Mm. Oh, I know who I'm going for.
I'm just waiting on you three to make a pick.
Well, Russ already said Fisher. Okay. And Jack, you said Pagango. And I'm going with the biggest G-man himself. I'm going with Chuck Schultz there. You know what I'm talking
Coughlin.
About. Yeah, thank Coughlin. You. Cough it up, Buzzball.
Now it's fired, not stepping down. It's getting fired.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know there were stipulations here.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be fired.
You think Coughlin steps down? I got to go spend more time with my grandkids.
I think he does. I think they give him the...
Actually, Coughlin might be, I got to spend more time with my great-grandkids.
Yeah. I'm going to go into politics now.
I'm going to go teach Bill Belichick how to do a press conference.
You know, another good one would be Jason Garrett from Dallas.
You could only pick one.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Fisher.
All right. Mike, you got one yet?
Russ said my choice. Russ just blurted out my choice.
He's like a cockroach, though. I mean, I think you can't kill him.
Who, Garrett?
Yeah, he's a red-headed cockroach. You can't kill him.
Oh. Well, he just popped up like a boil and then just never left.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So you're going with Jason Garrett?
Yes, sir.
Can we...
So it has to be... What if there's two coaches fired at the same time?
Boom, boom. Boom. Who reported it first?
Whoever gets reported first.
It would be on Twitter, whatever comes up first.
Why pick the Midwest coach? I should have taken the East Coast. If I would have known that was the rule, I would have taken Coughlin because he's on the East Coast.
I'm going to the East Coast.
He's gonna step down.
You guys are on Central Time, right, Matt?
No, we're East Coast.
Oh, you're East Coast? Okay. All right. I'm cool. Pagango.
We're in the West. We're in the westernmost part of the East Coast, though.
All right, so I'm cool with that, though.
By the time the sun hits the light in New York, you know, we're still sleeping.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Aren't you guys like a farm state? Should you guys be up?
Yeah, milking the cows. Everybody's got cows here.
Yeah,
no,
help keeping us healthy and help keeping us fed.
We all work for the man. It's just one big machine. Everybody just drives into work and clocks in, does their shift. Maybe. So it's pretty dark and bleak here.
All right, nice history lesson. Anything else?
Thank you.
Anything else we want to add? Next Tuesday again.
Is 10 I guess
are
so.
We,
yeah.
Are we doing 10? Are we doing 11? What's your schedule like, Mike?
We can do 10.
Okay, 10. Russ, that worked for you?
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Click here to agree, okay, because we're holding you to it.
Yeah.
I'm taking some of your points, man. You can't win. You haven't been. I've been here. Jack and I have been here. Why are we in last place?
Yeah.
I'm an angry white man. Anyway.
We're like the cow. We're the Cal Ripken of this podcast.
Yeah, that sounds good. Next year, we'll meet back here in 2016. Okay.
So, all right.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Everyone out there, have a safe and happy New Year. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive.
Don't I tap a keg like Russ here?
Yeah.
So
bring your cheeseburgers to the movie.
One thing we haven't really talked about is an important way that you can help this podcast, right?
Yes. You can go to patreon.com/JaneJack, and you can help donate, help keep this lovely podcast going like so many others, like Downton Abbey's coming back. I'm sorry, what?
Like some notable Patreons, like Eckhart Gladfelter.
I said Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter. Thanks for helping us out.
You didn't let Jack get out all of the names of the podcast. There's
Leftovers podcast, the Lost podcast is back.
Game of Thrones is going to be coming back.
We'll be doing Downton Abbey, doing Billions.
Downton Abbey last season is going to be really good.
That's actually what I got for Christmas.
Billions?
No, I wish. I got Game of Thrones season one, so I'm going to start watching it.
You've never seen it.
No, never have.
Oh.
Well, watch it with the kids. It's a real good family fun time.
It is. Definitely going to have the kids around to watch it because it's like Disney.
Spoilers, there's nudity.
There's death and destruction. It's not for the kids.
Headings. Yeah. Dragons. Oh, wait. No, that's not in it. Sorry.
So anyway, you got all that stuff going on. You can go to the whole enchilada feed, check out any podcast you want. The Married Man is back. There's lots of them. I would have done it sooner, but I forgot. I was so busy trying to get someone the link to the podcast.
Yeah. By the way, someone on Facebook commented, were you guys sending Russ the link? And I had to say, yes, actually we were. He thought that we were late starting because we had to send Russ the link. He was correct. That's how often it happens. So
it's every podcast.
I don't mean to give you a hard time, Russ, but...
No, but I'm serious. I didn't have anything in my email at all from... The last email I had for the link was December 5th.
A day they'll live in infamy.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We can quabble the debates of those logistics off the air, Russ.
Okay. We want to ask Russ how he enjoyed Star Wars. Maybe 5 minutes.
I guess we could. Do you guys want to do post Star Wars? I know we're gonna lose a lot of people in our chat though. And Ed, Becky, Tim. Yeah, always a pleasure joining us.
This is your time to go away. I give you everyone say goodbye, so I know you're gone. Everyone in the chat.
Au revoir. Say goodbye. Farewell. I don't know the Sound of Music song that well. Clearly,
I'm a podcaster,
not a singer.
I'm trying to think of the Lawrence Welk when they used to sing goodbye.
Tiny bubbles.
It was good night.
I don't know.
Sleep tight and have a song or two. Ba-ba-doo, ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-dee.
I just know the Saturday Live skit with the little hands.
Yeah.
Looks like Ed and Becky are leaving. They have not seen it, but Tim Judge is going to stay around. He's going to stick around and listen to us talk about Star Wars for a little bit here. So
watching now. Well, I'm one of the watching, so I guess that counts, right? So.
Yeah.
I just saw the tiny hands from. All right, so if you're listening at home, next 5 minutes is going to be Star Wars talk. So just. If you haven't seen the movie, stop listening, and we'll be back next week for another exciting issue. We might even talk about the Eagles, Chip Kelly getting fired since, well, nobody cared.
But yeah, nobody really cared. No, we're not Eagles fans.
It's not like we're sports talk, and then we have to talk about just other things. And all right, so on the count of three, we're going to Star Wars. One, a two-a, and a three-a.
So
did you like Star Wars?
Loved it.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, it was. I really, really liked it. It was sad, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was sad?
Yep.
But, no, I liked it.
According to Matt's son, there's nothing wrong.
Okay, so, yeah, those that don't follow me on the Facebook post or group or what have you, but I posted about this. My son, my 5-year-old son, I took him to see it on Sunday, and... leaving, we're driving home, and he says, well, we have to go see the next movie to find out what happened to Han Solo. And I was like, and my daughter, she knew what happened, and we're both kind of like, well, buddy, look, he's not coming back, you know, like, he died.
They wrote him out.
But now I would like to at least report this much. What is her name? Kennedy? The woman that's in charge, she's the president of Lucasfilm right now. She said that the entire cast, Harrison Ford was on stage when she announced this, the entire cast that you see here, including Harrison Ford, will be in the next movie in Episode 8. So So we can, yeah, fans can only assume that it's a flashback or some Force vision. I don't think he can be a Force ghost, but he could be a vision.
My theory and all that is, I think Rey is his daughter, and you're going to get a lot of back explanation on that. I know a lot of people think that it's Skywalker's daughter, but I don't think so. I think it's Han Solo's daughter.
Well, regardless, she's a Skywalker, right?
Yes, correct. So she's part of Anakin's lineage. Yes.
I think she's an Obi-Wan.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, so that's Mike's new theory. Chewbacca had a Force baby with Leia.
That or Yoda. I don't think she's Luke's.
You don't think she's Luke's?
Nope.
No, yeah. I think she's Han's.
I'm on the Luke side, I guess, right now. So I'm kind of hoping that it's Luke's, but I know Jack, you said that it's too obvious, but Leia. Meanwhile, Jack's just eating chocolates. He's like, I'm enjoying this part of the podcast because.
It's overtime.
It is kind of like overtime. Russ, what else did you like about the movie?
I liked the dialogue. There was some humorous parts in there, and it had good flow. It was definitely better than 1, 2, and 3, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But, part of me feels that the reason why people didn't like 1, 2, and 3 besides Jar Jar is because everyone knew what was going to happen. So it was more or less like, you knew it was going to evolve to Anakin turning bad and, stuff like that. Whereas this one coming out, no one has any idea. So it's all kind of fresh and new. And, there's no real
Well, and there's end. Mystery, right?
Right, tons of mystery. Whereas 1, 2, and 3 basically was a prelude to 4, 5, and 6. So everyone kind of knew the direction it was going. There's more.
Here's where I'm going to disagree with you, because other movies have done this, and other TV shows have done this, where you know what's going to happen, but the way they deliver it is perfect.
That's a good point.
Godfather 2.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen, but how does it happen? And the way they did it, they got off their story, and they put some stupid characters in there nobody liked, and the story was terrible. And they got too caught up in the special effects and could have easily been better. But I think the way this movie did, they were smart enough to bring back some older characters, blend them in with the newer characters. There you go. Did you see that Harrison Ford got $36 million to do the movie?
$6 million?
$36 million.
$36 million. Okay, that makes more sense. And, so it was like $6 million.
Mark Hamill got $600,000. And what's the actress that plays Rey?
Oh, Daisy Ridley.
Yeah, she got $150,000. What I read.
And we still haven't added up to Roger Goodell's salary yet.
No.
Those are all great points about the prequels, and I do think in some ways, though, even though we have a lot of prequel hate and things to dislike about it. It's interesting now as far as Star Wars as a fan base, because you're seeing these different pockets of people that are defending the prequels, people that are attacking 7, people that are... I mean, it's opened up the galaxy again, and I think the mystery and the wonder is back with 7, which is nice. Like, we're all wondering, like, who is she? You know, what are they going to do with... You know, every time we come back to a movie, it's not like it's the next day and all of a sudden, like, Luke's like, so, Rey, I'm glad you finally found me. I've been waiting here for you.
Well, I like Poe's last name.
Oh. I bet you would.
Yeah. So. But the one thing that I didn't like about it was the whole mystique. No, the whole mystique behind... the lightsaber, because in 4, 5, and 6, it was really presented like, you know, you couldn't use a lightsaber unless you, you know, could use the Force kind of thing, or you're a Jedi. And
I never
like,
thought that.
I did. You know, like he had to be specially trained with it, and it's like Finn
well, Han
all of
uses
a sudden.
Han uses it to cut open a tauntaun.
Right.
So, I mean, we've seen other people without Force.
That's different from, like, fighting with it, where, like Finn gets up there, and it's like he's a pro with it, and it's like, well, what makes him different from someone who uses the Force?
Okay, well, now to get a little bit... Exactly.
You what?
He was trained.
He has Stormtrooper. Right. And you even see him fighting the other Stormtrooper, the First Order Stormtrooper, who has training in that, and... I realize that everything should be explained in a movie, but they have done a little bit of backstory. Some of the books that are out that explains Finn's backstory and some of the weapons he used in his training.
Why don't they equip the Stormtroopers then with lightsabers if it makes them a better fighter? If it's a better weapon?
Well, it's Kyber better, crystals. It's, I don't know.
It's better if you have the Force behind you, if you have the knowledge of the Force and have it in your, you know, flowing
right.
through you. If you don't, a gun.
Yeah, well, and you know, to kind of extrapolate on that point with Jack, I mean, you know, look at Luke at the end of episode 4. He uses the Force to fire photon torpedoes. He's not using the Force to, like, wield a lightsaber. You know, the lightsaber is just an extension. You know, some Jedis didn't even use a lightsaber.
You ever heard the term, don't bring a knife to a gunfight? Unless you have the Force, it's useless.
I liked the misdirection with Finn. I liked how we all thought he was the Jedi because it really made the payoff when Rey summons the lightsaber. I just got chills. I just was so excited, and to see her holding it and the robes that are like her outfit, it at that point when I saw her with her clothing, I was like, oh yeah, it looks like Luke. Like it looks like Luke from episode 4, and so I liked the misdirection there and the fact that Finn did use it. I guess I just didn't have a problem with a non-Force user, and maybe we don't know Finn's backstory.
Tim asked, go ahead. Do any of you think Finn is Force sensitive?
I don't know, that's a good question, because I think there's
don't know, but he could be. He seemed to handle
it.
Well, we don't know his backstory. He was taken as a young child.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if he had the Force, though, if they took him from someone they knew that,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't they have taken him and developed him into something more?
Well, I think they would have. I think they would have seen that. Certainly. You know, I wish they had did a little more explanation on the. The supreme being there. What's his name?
Snoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a double-edged sword about this movie, and as far as like revealing too much and not enough, right? So, the prequels, Lucas goes out of his way to explain way too much, and it's another flaw that we can kind of poke at the prequels. It's like. What was great about 4, 5, and 6 is that we were jumped into it. It's like, you're just learning this stuff as we go. And some stuff, it's like, is filled in by books. So I think it adds to the mystery and the fact that we don't know. And filling in too much, we would be like, oh, clearly they're going this way with this person. Or, you know. So when I first saw Snoke, he was probably the one character that I was like, I don't know, why is he big? And then when it was a projection, I was like, okay, I hope he's not a giant. I don't know, there's something really Lord of the Rings in that scene.
But nobody seemed afraid of him. That was, you know, there was no fear, like the general, he was the redheaded general guy, drawing a blank on his name. He wasn't afraid, it just there was no fear of him being this evil master guy that nobody was afraid of.
No, you know, and the other thing, too, is you remember how the general was kind of talking a little bit of smack to Kylo?
Mm-hmm. Hux, yes.
Yeah, well, do you remember back, you know, in Empire Strikes Back, remember that one guy was talking smack to Darth Vader, and he just, like, he annihilated them, remember?
Well, the first one, New Hope, the guy was talking and he started choking him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, it's like he didn't tolerate, you know, insubordination or, you know, people.
But he hasn't mastered the Force yet. He's nowhere near his grandfather.
Yeah. Well, in the original episode 4, Darth Vader has no rank in the military, and he still really doesn't have a rank in the military in the Empire. It's only so episode 4. If you really kind of watch it, he doesn't have a lot of like power. Tarkin controls Vader's leash, as Leia says. So Vader is still, he has some power in the Empire, but he's not all powerful. Plus it's only when we see Empire he has more power and he's just throwing guys around like it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
A lot of people don't believe the Force is real because it hasn't been around, right?
Right.
Right.
The number 4, not the first one, the 4, because I think he said no one believes your sorcerer's ways or whatever, something like that, and the guy, he starts choking. That's enough. So, yeah, I agree with Matt on that one.
Yay! That's all I wanted to hear. We can end the podcast. All
right. So you enjoyed it. You liked it. We all liked it. We're all
yeah,
good.
Just gotta wait another 18 months.
Well, that's better than we used to have to wait.
Well, and then we also have Rogue One next year. So there's going to be an anthology movie about the stolen Death Star plans that lead to episode 4. So,
really?
So Rogue One, yeah, it's supposed to be more of a military movie. From what I've heard, you know, it's supposed to put the wars back in Star Wars. And I'm like, how much more war can you get? Yeah. There's blasters everywhere. But it's supposed to be more military.
I hope Jar Jar's in it.
I think J.J. Abrams wanted to put a Jar Jar skeleton in the desert of Jakku.
I heard that.
Yeah, so, and didn't. But who knows? I mean, with CGI, I mean, there could be one in the background. So
that's too bad. I would have loved to see that.
Hey, what did you think about Luke there at the end?
He didn't look very mobile.
He didn't look very mobile.
No.
He had very, like, these sunken, kind of sad eyes, or, I don't know. My son thought he was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They said that he was kind of distraught because... So who do you think they were talking about, the student that he was teaching that basically went AWOL on him?
Kylo. Ben. Yeah. Ben Solo. Kylo Ren. That's the student that he went crazy. Killed all of his other students, from what we understand. Does that make sense, Russ?
It does. I just didn't think it was totally, because remember, Han was talking to Leia, and he said, you know, I wanted Luke to train him. You know, it kind of made it sound like he never got a chance to get him trained by Luke.
Because Luke left because he betrayed him or something, right?
Yeah, like Luke left because it. I mean, after failing to train him, he left. So Luke did train Kylo Ren, or Ben Solo, as his name is. I mean, I could talk Star Wars like ad nauseum. I mean, I feel like I have for the past week. It's been kind of a dream. I mean, just with friends, and you get on Facebook, and, you know, somebody posts a story or Easter eggs or a link, and you're always like, oh, cool, that's... And I guess that's what I like about Star Wars being back, the wonder, the questioning, the, you know, it's like you said, Russ, we're moving forward. So.
Right.
Mike, did you have anything to add? You've been quiet through this whole...
I'm good.
Are you out of beer, Mike? Is that what's wrong?
It's like, good, I had my Star Wars talk.
Falling asleep over here.
It's going on 12:40 now.
All right, So.
And this will be the last time we talk about Star Wars on a sports podcast, because we like to stay on topic.
Oh, all the time.
Stay on target.
If you'd like to give us a 5-star review, go on iTunes and say, these guys always stay on topic, that's why I like them.
Hear that, Tim Judge? All right. thanks for sticking around with us in the chat there. And great show, guys. Was it one in a million? I don't know. But Russ was here.
Hey, it wouldn't be a good show, though, without a mention of John Clayton.
Okay.
I hate John Clayton.
There we go. That made the show right there.
John Clayton is the Jar Jar of this podcast. He looks like him, doesn't he? He looks like him. If he had longer ears, he'd be Jar Jar.
Matter of fact, when Jack is watching TV and he's on TV, Jack is doing this, trying to like strangle him and use the force, but it's not really working.
It doesn't. I forgot about John Clayton. Now I'm going to be up all night thinking about him.
Ah!
It's like when in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan, when Khan! It's like, John Khan! Anyway.
All right. Well, see you guys in the next year, in the new year, 2016. So
I'm going to Ruth Chris. I'm having my 9-ounce in-bone pork chop.
Enjoy.
It's the best thing in the world, I'm telling you guys.
Wonderful time.
It's the only thing I care about in life. I've been counting down the days. 365 days I've been counting. Couldn't wait for this pork chop.
Wow.
Is it?
I said it. If Jack, you don't have it, I'm walking out.
Tell me, is it pocket worthy?
It's for your pocket.
Well, no, nobody puts food in their pocket. There's lint in your pocket. You put pennies in your pocket. Your phone goes in your pocket.
Actually, Russ, I think you'd have room in your pocket for this, but most of us wouldn't.
You have an extra food pocket? Like, does your mom sew extra food pockets on your cargo pants? I don't know.
Hot pockets.
we need to end this show.
All right, guys. It's going on 12:45. We got to go home.
Yep.
All right,
guys. Good night, guys.
Wait. We're all at home. We're all home.
Okay. Well, we got to go. I got
to
leave this
room. We got to go somewhere else. I got to leave this room and go upstairs and go to sleep.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, bye, everybody.
See you next week.
All right, yep. Bye.